Wisconsin Intergenerational Orchestra in Wauwatosa. They're requesting $1,500. And Tony, you're the first reviewer.
Sure. So this is year one of their application. They are a rather new organization, incorporated in 2015, and they seek to bring together musicians of all ages and skill levels in a challenging, non-competitive environment. Players benefit from interaction with each other while progressing toward a common goal of artistic excellence. They do performances, they do several performances together in the orchestra setting. Oh gosh, I can't remember how many times a year. But they are looking to add section leaders and small ensembles that will allow them to do more performances and outreach in nursing homes, senior centers, and other community places like that. They have a little tagline that they string the generations together. So it's a understanding collaboration between people from all walks of life, all different skill levels, and it builds inclusive community that benefits from sharing experiences in music. As I mentioned, they want to provide stipends for section leaders. I think that would really increase the quality of educational opportunities for the people who are participating. And their request for $1,500, I think, is very modest. They do have highly qualified educators and musicians in the program. Their tuition is $180 a semester. So for someone to participate, there is a cost for the musicians to participate. There are currently two groups performing. Their website says they will offer a beginner's orchestra if they receive enough applications. And again, ensembles will be added under the guidance of section leaders with the funding from the Wisconsin Arts Board if this grant is successful. They plan to do surveys of the orchestra participants, ensemble members, and program coordinators at the performance institutions. I think data collection and observation reports could be added as evaluation methods. And I think they should include musicians in their artist count. I think someplace they put zero artists. But the application is well written and complete. And I think that it would be beneficial if they would actually seek for other funding and supporters so they could offer scholarships to participate in this. But I thought it was a great organization.
Carmelo?
So, my concern with this grant was that this idea of creating small ensembles, and we say that this is really a side project from what they, normally do. I was trying to see if this is something that you can consider a special project to be funded by an outside organization. It's part of their, operations. They made this. It's a new thing, but I don't know what that
is. I think they want to step up the quality they're able to provide. One of my children is a classical clarinet player, and he has a master's degree in music performance. And he would have so benefited from a program like this when he was in school. It would have given him a great opportunity to play with other people that he doesn't have an opportunity to in school because you're only playing with your age group. Mm-hmm. So to benefit from this experience, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity. However, in my situation, when my kids were home, this would have been cost prohibitive for me. So I think it would be nice if it could be even more accessible with more funding. But many of the students can afford to have private teachers when they're going to school, high school. Again, that was something that I couldn't provide for my kids, and it puts them at a disadvantage later on. Mm-hmm. And something like this, and to have a section leader that would mentor you, something like this, it would have been really, really helpful.
It would be an internship. It's like an internship, right? So.
I think the nature of orchestras is that, so yeah, section leaders actually exist in that structure, and when you have a big orchestra and you don't have the section leaders identified, and this is all volunteer, so when somebody has the capacity to give a little bit more to help everything else out, I think this very young organization would really benefit from that step.
Okay. And it's something you would normally have in an orchestra, so the fact that they're getting along with all of it is difficult.
Maybe it's to engage the young musicians in deciding the repertoire, right, depending on the venue, right, something like that, I think. Or is it something that the mentor would decide?
I'm classical music adjacent. I didn't pursue that, but I have a fairly deep understanding of how that goes, and you probably have it from your children.
Yeah. But that's not in the grant, right?
But it's not in the grant. Okay. So maybe there's an assumed understanding of the culture that might have be better broken down in explaining the need. I found because it's really thinking that it's an amateur artist or amateur orchestra, that and it, you see it in the zero artists that are benefiting from this. I think it calls to a need for a better conversation about who is an artist, who gets to name themselves an artist in this context as well, because. The videos were nice, and one of the stories was, I'm almost retired, I think that's what it was, and it's nice, or after a long day of work, it's really nice to come here and do this, and perhaps that person had years and years of training and just had to make a living, you know, doing something else, so it's this, it's...
It also does provide an opportunity for people who can play an instrument, maybe did in their past, but never played professionally. Gives them an opportunity to play their instrument and have a lifelong engagement with the arts.
Because this is intergenerational, so you can join at any time in your life. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually found myself very moved by this proposal. There's a couple of you I'm having a little trouble hearing, so I hope I'm not repeating what you said. But I love the idea that responsibility for the orchestra, for the training of the musicians, as well as the finding of new audiences, is being shared among people. It's giving the section leaders a new kind of opportunity that they might not have had. It's giving the small groups rehearsals that they might not have otherwise done. It's giving new audiences access to this kind of music that they might not otherwise have gotten. And I love it that past their big concerts are aimed at people without access to music, but the fact that the section leaders are going to be going out and finding new small venues suggests to me that there's going to be a lot of smaller places that are going to have access to music that might not have had it before. So I thought this was a really smart way of sharing responsibility and enhancing the training of musicians of all ages. And I think the cross-generational idea is a really fine one.